is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A polar vortex has taken over from Bismarck, North Dakota, where it's 24 below right now, to South Texas. And a winter storm is taking direct aim at the East Coast.
With spring flowers already blooming, the snow will be a crocus crusher. Frankie Gaines lives in New Kent County, Virginia.
The snow is fine as long as I don't have anywhere to go.
People are getting ready for snow and cold in the military town of Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Snow shovels, ice melts, faucet covers.
Brutal cold will sweep across the middle of the country from the upper Gulf Coast all the way to the U.S.-Canada border. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
New York Mayor Eric Adams is due in court today as federal prosecutors try to dismiss corruption charges against him. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
The government needs this judge's leave to actually get this case dismissed. So the judge has a lot of authority here, but it is very rare to go against the Justice Department trying to dismiss a case. However, if this judge thinks that it's in the public interest to allow this prosecution to move forward, he could make that decision.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is stepping up his criticism of President Trump after high-level talks between the U.S. and Russia on beginning negotiations to end the war in Ukraine. Correspondent MTS Tayyab.
We are seeing a lot of disinformation that is coming from Russia, he said. Unfortunately, President Trump, with all due respect, is living in this disinformation space.
Mr. Trump's media company is suing a Supreme Court justice in Brazil. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The Trump Media and Technology Group accuses the judge of censoring right-wing voices on social media. Joining in the lawsuit is Rumble, a video platform which, like the president's Truth Social, calls itself a home for free speech. Both companies say the judge is infringing on the First Amendment by ordering Rumble to remove accounts of supporters of former Brazilian President Bolsonaro, who was indicted on charges of trying to overturn his election loss.
Plan reversed to shut down the country's free COVID testing program. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
After the Washington Post reported that the Trump administration was going to shut down COVIDtests.gov and was looking at the cost to destroy and get rid of tens of millions of tests in the stockpile, it reversed course. According to a statement from the Department of Health and Human Services, the site will remain open for now and the tests will remain in inventory until they expire.
New research from UPenn finds a small number of people vaccinated show signs of fatigue, brain fog, tinnitus, and dizziness. And some of them appear to show distinct biological changes that reawaken Epstein-Barr virus. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It was a duplex on Gilson Street in Racine that exploded last night. Only two people were hospitalized. They were rushed to Milwaukee for treatment. The cause of the explosion remains under investigation. In Racine's April election, Jens Jorgensen will face incumbent Melissa Caprillion for the 5th Aldermanic District. Grace Allen and Pat Schwanke will compete for the 9th District seat. Full election results can be found at RacineCountyEye.com. Kenosha voters rejected a $115 million spending request for Kenosha Unified yesterday. About 54% voted against it. Rebecca Stevens, Valerie Kretschmer, Carl Bryan, and Andreas Mamalakis advanced as the top four candidates for two open Kenosha Unified School Board seats. And the state Supreme Court dismissed a lawsuit concerning Racine's 2022 use of a mobile voting van. The court ruled that the Republican Party official that filed the lawsuit lacked standing. The ruling did not opine on the legality of the mobile voting site itself. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers beat the Illini. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Number 11th ranked Wisconsin beat Illinois at the Kohl Center, 95-74. There were no handshakes between the teams. Illini head coach Brad Underwood said nearly half of his players were fighting a flu bug. Greg Gard
just said, hey, you guys got to get healthy. You know, and obviously Johnson's out and whatever else is going on. He goes, We got the flu rolling through us. A bunch of our guys are in the locker room right now, discharging. So I said, if you're okay, we're not going to shake hands. Is that good with you? And he goes, yes. Fine. I said, hey, we're cool. We're good. Good luck. Talk to you.
Marquette with a win at home over Seton Hall, 80-56. NBA, the Bucks back in action when they host the Clippers tomorrow night at 7:30. Milwaukee with a new look with players like Gary Trent Jr., Kyle Kuzma, and Kevin Porter Jr.
Nice mix out there, new guys. We were communicating, we were making the right plays, we were playing with energy, and we just had each other's back.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally crawling out of the deep freeze here this week. Partly sunny, slight improvement today, a high of 14. Wind chills, though, still between 5 below and 15 below. A low of 7 tonight with mostly cloudy skies, maybe a few flurries. Mostly sunny on Thursday with a high of 24. Current temperature, 4 degrees.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Southeast Wisconsin for over 98 years with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
just no good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Baby, 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 don't leave me. Ooh, please don't leave me all by myself. I've got this burning, burning, yearning feeling inside. So bad.
song from the Doobie Brothers on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Chris Morrow has been out with a bug. We think he's going to be back tonight. We'll see. You know, if he wants to take an extra day off, he can. He's earned it. But I digress. A reminder that the Racine County Eye Thrive Home and Wellness Expo is set for a couple of weeks at Memorial Hall. WRJN going to be there broadcasting. There'll be live demonstrations from sustainable living experts and wellness practitioners. Learn about home remodeling and energy efficiency. The Thrive Home and Wellness Expo, March 1 and 2 from 10 until 4. Tickets at the door. And if you want the details, go to RacineCountyEye.com.
East Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, X-Golf Kenosha. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green and experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 famous courses, hit the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA pro, Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and get $40 simulator certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
Every story matters. And the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state, these people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think this credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys in my life, and it's been a great journey, and I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Four o'clock and we're in trouble deep. Wake up, please, Susie.
songs roughly a decade apart. Wake Up Little Susie, the Everly Brothers, Scandal in that song. Here's the Youngbloods asking you to please get together, will you? WRJN.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile. Some may go, he will surely be his. When the one that left us here returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the gray.
Said she loves me, yes, yes she does. gonna show her tonight, yeah. Hey. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on.
WRJN with local news and timeless hits. We've upgraded our news coverage. We've partnered with Racine County Eye, and they help us. We help them. You can get the details on stories from them. Here are the headlines with one right now, an update from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two people were injured in that Racine house explosion and fire last night. It happened at around 6 at a duplex on Gilson, about two blocks north of Mitchell Middle. The cause still isn't known, but investigators may have a tough time due to the conditions. Debris was blown for blocks, water used to douse the flames froze, and We Energy has reportedly had issues trying to dig out and find a cutoff valve. Nearby homes were briefly evacuated as a safety measure. Again, the cause of that explosion and fire at the duplex in Racine is currently under investigation. Kenosha Unified voters said no to the extra spending. The $115 million school referendum for Kenosha Unified was voted down yesterday. A request from the Waterford Union High School District in Racine County did pass. In other results from yesterday, voters in Racine's 5th Aldermanic District sent Jens Jorgensen to the April ballot to take on Melissa Caprillion. In the 9th, Grace Allen and Pat Schwanke advanced to April. To recap results, check out RacineCountyEye.com. 40 degrees by early next week and maybe rain. The cold weather advisory sticks around for a little bit today, but then a warm-up takes place. It'll be in the 30s for the weekend, up near 40 on Monday. The latest is coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Still stuck in the cold today, with mostly cloudy skies and highs reaching the mid-teens. A few flurries could fly overnight tonight, laying down just a trace. And with no problems expected tomorrow, it'll be partly sunny and warmer, with highs in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 4.
WRJN. Hookah chaka, hookah, hookah, hookah chaka, hookah, hookah, hookah chaka, hookah, hookah, hookah chaka, hookah, hookah.
Stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright.
of Hooked on a Feeling, the original done by B.J. Thomas. I'm Dan Marcus. Basketball on WRJN. Boys High School basketball Friday night, Waterford at Union Grove. And then Saturday, the Badgers play in Oregon.
One can have a dream, baby. Two can make that dream so real. One can talk about being in love. Two can say how it really feels. One can worship on a make that wish come true, yeah. One can stand alone in the dark. Two can make the light shine through. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Me and you. Just take two. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Make a dream come true. Just take two. One can have a broken heart, living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
One can be alone in a car like an island he's all alone.
Two can make it just for any place, seem just like a being home. It takes two. A dream come true. Just take two.
Just take two.
Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
And timeless hits, WRJN. Everybody plays the fool. Main Ingredient did that. I'm Dan Marcus, reminding you that farming still a big thing in Racine County. I didn't have to remind you of that. WRJN has farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and her Midwest Farm Report. Every weekday morning, it precedes Don Rosen. Pam is on between 5 and 6 in the morning. Here on WRJN.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park, zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Stream Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Much respect for George Harrison for writing Something.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. Smile, she knows.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
All over the world, our song, is it a sea? People everywhere just wanna CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. CBS News has learned that the Trump administration has paused all immigration applications from certain